Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Hey, everybody, sports are a-starting. Where, when, who, what? But it's exciting that we're going to have some return of sports. It'll just be great for everybody. Wish them luck. Great doubleheader today. Dr. Sean McMillan starts us off. He's an orthopedic surgeon. He's coming back. We've had him on a few times. Sports medicine specialist. He's a surgical innovator. And he's the chief of orthopedics at Virtua Willingboro Medical Center. Then Dr. Mark Legere, he's a chiropractic physician. He's an on-air guest. He's an author. He's a neuromuscular specialist. He's worked with some pro and Olympic athletes. Then the sports doctor's in. We'll talk about some upcoming shows, and we'll bring you up to date with our exciting new Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctor's In online. First, Dr. Sean McMillan, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Bob, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Great. Give us a quickie background with you and your sports medicine orthopedics.
Sure. So orthopedic sports medicine specialist down here in South Jersey, Cherry Hill, right outside of Philadelphia. Have the opportunity to work with a bunch of high schools and collegiate athletes down here. And, you know, really it's, you and I talk about this a lot. It's about the innovation that's really the driving force behind, you know, bringing new technology to our patients.
Yes, you know, the fact that, of course, we've all been in this gigantic hiatus as youth sports, professional sports, traveling sports, all has been shut down with the virus. One of the biggest challenges now is athletes be able to come back safely at various levels, you know, like we've talked about so many times before, Dr. McMillan, 95% of sports medicine isn't surgical, but there certainly is plenty of it. I know that you've been an innovator in some various, so you are a shoulder guy, knees. What are some of the other areas you pay attention to? Hips?
Yep. Yeah, so I specialize in arthroscopy, so mainly invasive surgery of hips, shoulders, and knees.
You know, the last time we were on, and by the way, Dr. Sean is one of the leaders in all of medicine and being aware of the painkillers and the opioids, paying attention to finding some other alternatives with the post-op. We're all aware of the nightmare of the painkillers, and our country's a real champion when it comes to that. So I really, really wanted to mention that we were talking about that aspect of the all areas of medicine and surgery. So talk a little bit about the kind of attention that you've been paying.
Yeah, so it's a great point, Bob, and something that matters to everyone, surgery or non-surgery-wise. But we really focus on opioid-sparing techniques, whether it's treating patients before surgery with ways to numb their affected limb, their shoulder, their hip, their knee, giving them a multimodal approach, meaning a cocktail of different medicines, not necessarily narcotic after surgery, and really a talk track, a mental mindset of, you know, we're going to get through the pain and we're going to make sure you're safe, but we don't need you reaching for an opioid, you know, every 4 to 6 hours. You know, it's something where we need to work together. It's not just something that I do or the patient does. It's a hand-in-hand sort of thing, and it's been great really here at Virtua as we're really able to keep most of our patients off narcotics after the first day or two of surgery.
Yes, and, you know, since 30% of medicine is placebo, you know, when you tell them some things really should be effective and alternative, that has a lot more value than a lot of us have given it credit for in that regard. You know, you mentioned the mindset. It's such a big deal. We pay so much attention to, I call it the mental game on the sports doctor, whether we're talking about coming back from an injury, whether we're talking about trying to be at the optimum of high performance. whether we're talking about our kids and some of these different pressures that are involved. And, you know, over the years, Sean, the decades that I've been involved in this world and the whole area, it's one of the biggest chapters in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and the chapter's called Youth Sports and Pain Drugs and Pain Medicine, and the fact that all these pressures, you know, you deal with professionals, you've been in professional organizations where we might be talking about, you know, hey, doc, I got to play yesterday, you know? It really caused me, after many years of thinking, to actually rename performance-enhancing drugs. And you want to know what I renamed them, Sean?
What's that, Bob?
Performance-surviving drugs.
Yeah, sure.
We would start to see the reliance on all sorts of medications. I mean, there is a lot of cheating. There's always been a lot of cheating. I'll call it world-class cheating. But I'll bet you 80% of all of these drugs was to try to deal with overuse, overkill, crazy schedules. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor live from Chicago. It's Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go to radio shows, you can go back almost 10 years. Before that, we had reel-to-reel radio. And you could see the topics, see the subjects, and listen to whatever you would like, whether there's some of our local guests, national guests, international guests. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could see an endless array of topics and articles. A lot of what I've written with one of our sponsors, Lower Extremity Review, various areas of specialization. And I include a lot of articles on what everybody knows is one of our real, real pet areas. If it's not youth sports, it's the world of concussions. We're talking sports medicine with sports medicine specialists, Dr. Sean McMillan. I know the last time, and Sean, what's the website of your group that people could find out about you and the organization?
Yeah, so it's www.drseanmcmillan.com. Pretty simple.
Okay, because I see you, man. I see you on some different TV shows, a couple of radio shows. I'm trying to remember the first time you were on our show. It's got to be 5 years ago, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely, about 5 years ago.
At least, you know, you were a young athlete at the time, you know? So the areas that have interested me a lot, some of the things that you've specialized in, where you get the arthroscopies, where you're talking about being able to not have to necessarily open up a joint, you'll be able to poke in, use different instruments, and you have this in-office technique I know you were talking about, because, you know, knee problems are such a big deal, especially in the area of sports, and your ability to take a look-see in the office.
Yeah, so we partner with Trice Medical with a device called the MyEye, and it sounds intuitive. But basically, in the office, Bob, if you came in and I thought you had a meniscal tear or an ACL tear, rather than sending you out for an MRI and wasting a couple weeks and time and money, I can actually numb your skin and with basically a spy camera, look inside your knee or your shoulder, and I can see what's wrong on the spot. And it's been really great for our young athletes because, you know, they'll get hurt on a Friday, you know, Friday night at a football game, and then I'll see them Saturday morning in the office, and everyone's nervous. You know, did he tear something? What's it going to be? No one wants to wait 2 weeks to find out the answer. So we're able to give them an answer right away and then determine, do we need to fix this or do we need to rehab it? And, you know, really, it's a peace of mind. So it's really neat. It's really changed the way we perform medicine orthopedically over here at Lourdes and Virtua.
Yes, and a lot of times, again, we would see, you know, in the area of youth sports, and the reason I co-authored the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic with a capital E, all capitals, of overuse injuries in youth sports, both mentally and physically, where, again, we would see, and, you know, when you're working with teams as a doctor and you're in the middle of that action, I have to ask you how your sports psychology skills are.
Yeah, they're getting better by the day because, you know, as you just alluded to, you know, half of return to sports is nothing to do with physical. It's mental. It's trusting the rehab. It's trusting, you know, the knee, the ankle, whatever it might be, again, that it's not going to give out. It's trusting, you know, the surgeon to do the right job. So there's a lot more psychology in here than ever before. And you know, you think about it, Bob, a lot of it's just the understanding of saying, hey, you know what, it's not worth rushing back for this game. Let's focus on the game 2 or 3 weeks from now and make sure that you're 100% rather than 50% and risk further injury.
Yes, and that goes along again with my emphasis on the plague of overuse injuries, which is, again, for me, the two. I call it the terrible twos, doing too much too soon, being too aggressive. And, you know, Dr. Weil, I don't remember when my son's ankle started bothering him. You know, it's the 8th month already. It's on and off, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the importance of biomechanics. Of course, my plug from the sports doc, my friend Dr. Sean, as I sing him the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bone. Because we see, again, we still have 5-6-1 ACL injuries, girls to boys. And when I combine great prehab with custom orthotics, we just almost knocked it out. And I just still see many times missing the whole body. I know you talk about that a lot, where you're dealing, you know, what is it about this athlete, their flexibility, the strength in the area, are they flat-footed, do they have bow knees, et cetera, that might lead to abuse and overuse, and especially in the world of youth sports, you pay a lot of attention to that, don't you?
I do, and I'll be, you know, I'll give you some credit here. 5 years ago, I was on your show, and we had this very same discussion about, you know, the foot. Everything starts, you know, from the ground up, literally. And especially in every one of my ACLs that I'm seeing now, or my young girls coming in with knee pain that have valgus alignment to their knees, I'm getting them in orthotics. And if I have a kid that I did an ACL on, he's going back to sports, or she's going back to sports, I'm getting them orthotics, and I'm making sure that they're going to have proper stability,
yes,
the bottom.
And the key is, like everything else, quote unquote, orthotics. Yeah, we got him orthotics. He got him at the store, or you know, the therapist made him. Instead of saying custom devices, we need some real expertise, ideally podiatric medicine, but not necessarily only, where we know that the fit and the alignment is proper. And that's one of the things that I think is very, very important when we pay attention. You've got, Dr. Sean, a lot of, again, hopefully, youth sports, college sports. What's going on in your neck of the world regarding the return of whether it's the colleges? How do you see this?
Yeah, so we're putting a toe in the water here in South Jersey. They were starting to resume.
Pardon the pun, yeah.
Yeah, literally. they're starting to resume some organized participation towards the end of the month. No games yet, no scrimmages. But again, just getting the teams back out there, practicing, playing a little bit. I mean, I truly believe that you're going to see some sports in the fall, barring a second spike. The issue is going to be, obviously, there's a risk that's involved. And for the kids that maybe have asthma or have had COVID in the past, there's going to be a different set of, you know, sort of eyes watching them to make sure that they're safe.
Yes, I think I've got my fingers and toes, again, the same pun crossed, that we don't get hit with an explosion of new cases with the almost total reopening in so many, you know, so many different areas. Now, you, again, as a surgical innovator, you're one of the few guys in the country, aren't you, that does reverse shoulder replacement?
Yeah, it's something where, you know, there are, you know, again, there are plenty of people that are doing it per se, but there's only a handful of people in my area that are doing, you know, high volumes of them. And it's a really nice alternative for patients that maybe just aren't candidates for rotator cuff repair or they suffer from arthritis. And it gives back a quality of life, you know, go out and be active with your family, go out and, you know, hit a tennis ball or play golf. So it's really changed, you know, the shoulder pathology world for our older patients without a rotator cuff.
You know, it's interesting, the joint replacement world. I remember decades and decades ago in my foot surgical career with the different kinds of implants and the idea that joint replacements have actually got a crazy mindset with some of the different older active athletic people, sometimes the weekend warriors who figured, hey, what's the problem? I'll get the joint replaced, you know, if it wears out. And then we would start to really pay attention to why was the joint wearing out? What was it about the biomechanics? Besides so much overuse, it still amazes me, Dr. Sean, that the a percentage of the famous Tommy John surgery is done on adolescents, isn't it, today?
It is. And again, it's your
whole point earlier. What's going on with this?
A lot of it's overuse. A lot of it's, you know, doing too much too soon. It's your twos that you alluded to earlier. It really is just something where kids are pushing their bodies a little more than maybe they should, and it's leading to these injuries. And while the surgery is very successful, it's not something that I'd want, you know, my child going through unless, you know, there was an accident.
Yes, and I think this is, again, it's one of our biggest challenges, because the reality is that, of course, youth sports are a $20 billion a year business. There are camps, there are traveling teams, there's tremendous pressure, there's scholarships, there's the one in a million who makes it to the pros. There's my poster boy, Evan Lysacek. I'm celebrating 10 years since Evan Lysacek, Sean, won the men's gold medal figure skating title in 2010. And Evan grew up in Naperville, Illinois. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. 12 years later, he was the best in the world. I told him I'd be showing slides and talking about him till he was probably 60 years old, you know. But the pressure on these younger and younger kids, in many, many instances, is unending. And I think that's one of the challenges in sports medicine. It's a big deal now with recovery, with regenerative medicine, isn't it?
It is, and it's something where, you know, again, I'm seeing more and more young athletes coming in, and we're treating them with biologics. We always try to avoid steroids in young kids. But again, tendinopathies, tendon tears, using their own body to heal themselves with their own blood or their own stem cells, these are important.
Are you impressed with those? I can't believe it. We're almost out of time here. Flew by.
Yeah,
I knew
it
would.
It's always a blast,
talking
Bob.
With, yes, that's great to hear. We'll follow up again. Dr. Sean McMillan, Chief of Orthopedics, Virtual Willowbrook. Sean, give me the website again quickly.
Sure, www.drseanmcmillan.com.
Okay, SEANMCMILLIAN. Hold on, Sean. Everybody will be right back. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, everybody, we are back. It's live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And we are going to welcome Dr. Mark Legere, he's a chiropractic physician. He's an on-air guest, like now, an author and neuromuscular specialist. He's worked with some pro athletes in the different leagues and some Olympians. So, Dr. Mark, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be on.
Great. Give us a little bit of background of you and your chiropractic world.
Sure. So I graduated from a chiropractic school just outside of Chicago there called National University.
And I gave a couple lectures there. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's a great school. There's two schools of thought in the chiropractic world that a lot of people are unaware of. Chiropractic is basically you have what are called the straight chiropractors and you have the mixed chiropractors. So the straight chiropractors are the ones who really gear into the adjustments. And then the mixed schools kind of say, use an adjustment as a tool, but kind of be a master of the way the body moves. And National University kind of sits, that's it, hands on. So really early on, I knew I wanted to get into pro sports. So I started taking a lot of soft tissue courses, a lot of stuff that kind of gave me different skills to help out. And I was fortunate enough to start kind of getting into baseball and football, hockey and basketball were my big four that I worked on. But you started to see that the hands-on stuff that I learned of adjustments or myofascial release were really getting these guys back on the field faster with less pain and improving performance. And that's kind of started to become my niche. And I started traveling from there and helping out different athletes with different issues. And it's created a nice little career for me. I really enjoy it. It's that direct, you touch and you get the direct results right after it.
You know, it's interesting, Dr. Sean. In the late 70s, I was part of an organization called Sports Fitness Institute. It was owned by a late chiropractic physician, and he brought in famous kinesiotherapist Bob Guida. Bob was a soft tissue specialist, kinesiotherapist, again, seeing all of these different athletes. In so many different ways, whether it was to way back when prevent injuries, enhance performance. So for all of those years, including 30-something years of my radio shows, I have absolutely, and as a sports podiatrist, I have absolutely always admired and included the chiropractic profession. Again, hands-on capability, non-drugs, attention to exercise. So I'm one of your best commercials.
I appreciate that.
And again, combining, when I would sing a song on my show over the years, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone, I'd have your profession sing the song, the back bone's connected to the hip bone, to the foot bone. And my relationship with you guys was, again, including with orthotics for alignment and paying all of that attention to the role of the foot in the lower extremity. And again, the chiropractic profession having to do, there's not a serious team in sports today probably that doesn't include big time chiropractic medicine. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, sure. It's most teams have a chiropractor that travel with them on the road. And even now, more than ever, you're seeing even like a subspecialty where individual players like it so much that they bring in their own private chiropractor to work on them throughout the day. And I had one of the guys when I was with the Phillies, and I worked with him basically every other day, preseason and during the season. And that a constant hands-on approach kind of allowed you to look at things differently and in some cases identify problems before they become much bigger problems, and to be able to then kind of put out those smaller issues live and on the spot. And we would work hand in hand, like you said, with the podiatrist. I love working with podiatrists and orthopedic surgeons and physical therapists and strength and conditioning specialists. And if everyone is able to do what they do really well, ultimately that player or that individual performs better. And that's what it all comes down to. It's a performance enhancer. It's a performance enhancer. You don't need to necessarily do the drugs. You look at Tom Brady, for instance. That guy, his super clean diet, exercises constantly year-round, is doing all those little things to give himself an advantage. And I don't think it's a fluke that he's played this long because he does all those small things, the preventative things, before big issues or small issues become big issues.
Yes, the team approach has so much to do in this day and age, whether it's the area of nutrition, the tremendous emphasis on the mental game and the whole sports psychology. You know, when I first was involved with the organization way back in the late 70s and the chiropractic influence, and we got them involved with the Bears, the Cubs, some others, and most of the teams didn't know how to spell the word chiropractor. It wasn't until Leroy Perry, who was a famous chiropractic physician way back, and the Olympians insisted on including him, and he changed the whole world because the MD medicine, it was a hassle, as you know, way back when. But individuals like yourself, Dr. Sean, what's the best website people could find out about you and some of your work?
Yeah, so my website is patchtechnique.com. Patch Technique is the way I created my own myofascial release. So I started finding that people were asking specifics of how I treated and looking for that across the board. So about 8 years ago, I created something called Patch Technique, which is hands-on care. It's a passive myofascial release. And that's my primary go-to when I do treat. So I'm using Patch Technique to help people improve range of motion, improve blood supply to irritated tissue, and to identify problems. And then, again, working hand in hand, I actually set up my shop inside of a physical therapy practice so that we have a team approach looking at everybody, and all the information can be found on that website.
Yes, I think that the combination has always been a great combination with physical therapy along with chiropractic medicine. We also had DOs, very involved osteopathic physicians, again, hands-on group, although different specialties, like our first guest, your friend Dr. Sean McMillan, is a DO. He's an orthopedic surgeon. You know, one of the things we pay big attention to, everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you zip over to radio shows, you can go back years and see what the topics were, who the guests were, listen to whatever you like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an endless array of topics that have been featured in some of our different lower extremity view, our new very exciting magazine, MVP Parents. And you can read along that line a lot about my co-authored book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. We're talking with the sports chiropractic physician, Dr. Mark Legere, and talking about the team approach in many instances. You know, Mark, when you're dealing with serious athletes like you have at different levels, and you're dealing with serious youth athletes at various levels, again, many times I'll ask you how your sports psychology skills are, or you can refer to the team psychologist.
Well, it's great to see that kids are taking sports so seriously, but you know, we do hear this pressure put on kids of being able to perform, and the concern that with repetitive overuse injuries at a young age might affect their ability to play in the future. And so, you know, you're trying to alleviate some of the concerns from parents and being able to explain to them the differences of a repetitive overuse injury that might come from poor mechanics, or relying on certain muscles versus others, and comparing that to the serious conditions, right? You know, the fractures, the tears, things that are a little bit more concerning. So when you have a parent bring their kid this precious, the most precious thing in the world to them, and they have this concern, it's to be able to have confidence in your background that you know what's going on and what are the steps that can be done to be able to help them, and then coming up with a plan, because that's ultimately why people come to you and I. They come with the problem and they're looking for a solution. And if we're able to give it to them in bite-sized chunks and in English and spell out what the game plan is, I find that tension really ratchets down and they get optimistic of, okay, this is fixable. Now what do we have to do? And again, that team environment, like you talk about, is let's bring in the podiatrist to fix the foot. Let's work on the soft tissue with Patch Technique or with chiropractic. Let's get in with the PTs to help them correct the bad mechanics or give strength to these new tissues. And the parents are like, they get the buy-in and they become your biggest champion because they see the results and there's a goal in mind that it oftentimes is conservative and very fixable.
Oh yeah, a lot of times we see also that the reason I co-authored the book is there's an epidemic, all capital letters, everybody, of youth sports overuse injuries, whether it's repetitive motion. This young fellow I spoke about in the first segment, one of my poster boys, because I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for almost four decades, and Evan Lysacek, he was 10 years old, we put orthotics in his skate. 12 years later, he was the gold medalist in 2010. We had chiropractic physician was working with him as a 10-year-old. And one of the points I really wanted to bring up, again, Mark, with you, was the preventative stay out of trouble side. You know, a lot of people would say, you know, does my son or daughter need a chiropractor? And I would say, why don't you ask if they'd benefit? And, you know, again, if a young boy or girl's on a traveling team, they take sports seriously, then I have found one of the best ways to stay out of trouble was to include your profession.
Yeah, I'm a big advocate of Ben Franklin's quote, which is an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure. And in the book that I helped author with Dr. Bill Myers, the core muscle injury doctor, I make reference to that, is that it doesn't take much initially to fix a small problem. It's oftentimes a few degrees of external rotation of the hip, right? And that may contribute to a plantar fasciitis. And fixing some of the hip muscles may be as simple as giving simple stretches or getting in there with a myofascial release and just loosening up the tissue can solve a lot of the problems. But unidentified and not treated, and again, at these high levels of performance, it can be really problematic. And something that started off with no big deal, a little bit of like shin splint,
yes,
can turn into something that's like debilitating where you're out for months. So stay on top of it. Do the necessary steps while it's small to prevent them from ever getting large.
Great advice. We'll be right back with Dr. Mark Legere, chiropractic physician. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We are talking with Dr. Mark Legere. He is a chiropractic physician. He specializes in sports medicine. He's dealt with many professional, high caliber, some Olympic athletes. His particular treatment protocol, the patch technique. We were talking about, again, the role of chiropractic, the tremendous challenge of trying to prevent trouble, these overuse injuries or these, I have a chapter in my book, Dr. Mark, called The Prodigy Sports. Again, like figure skating, gymnastics, could be soccer, tennis, where there's 10, 11, or 12-year-old. That's all they want to play. You could tell them all day, we want you to play other sports. We want you to play other sports. That's great. I don't want to. So sometimes we see these kinds of challenges. And right before we went to break, we were talking about, I was using the example of some of these skaters doing double and triple jumps hundreds of times a week. And, you know, you don't need to be hurt to take advantage of chiropractic care. And how do you see that? How often should that young, serious adolescent, I know you talked about pros, they might see you almost every day, but how often do you recommend to parents that maybe their young athletes see chiropractic care?
That's a great question, because I actually get that a lot from my patients, the parents and the kids. And I usually say that really kind of depends on their level of function, their level of competitiveness. And, you know, we have local rec teams, and then you have the travel teams, and then you have the national showcases. But I'd say that it kind of depends on the athlete themselves. So I'd really look for a chiropractor who really goes hands-on first, who doesn't rely exactly on manipulation for everything, has a lot of that soft tissue types of work. Because what you'll find is when you start to get in there and treating the patient, when you get in with the student athletes, you'll find that their body degrades differently, right? There's a very much of a genetic factor of some people are like Iron Men. They never break down. Then you have others that maybe require a little bit of extra hands-on care. But I always say the body will tell us. So getting a good baseline when they're healthy, to always be able to trace back to know what we're trying to get back to. And then as the athlete starts to exercise and do their work, let their body tell you the frequency, and then you come up with your routines. You know, some people, like some sports like ice hockey or figure skating, that is a very complicated sport. So maybe someone in that regards, maybe it's, you know, two times a month, three times a month. And then others, it might be, you know what, once a month, just a maintenance checkup and we're good to go. So I always say, let the body tell us, and then we'll come up with a plan and we'll work in return.
Yes, and I see you said, I think initially, that you do some work with the skating world and hockey, right?
Yep, I've worked with a lot of hockey players, some Olympic ice dancers over my years, some figure skaters. Yes. You know, and it's like we're not built in ice skates, right? We're built to be walking around in bare feet. And so all of that changed.
Here's the sports doctor pearl for you. I have never had a coach in four decades call me and say, you know, the orthotics slowed the kid down or was the negative. What I have heard constantly was that everything improves with proper orthotics and skates. That's been my experience. Stability, balance, explosiveness. And this is a big deal. Most of the time, especially in hockey, they're still ignorant in a lot of ways. They think putting a pair of inserts in the skates is the answer compared to something that's description-wise. So that's my pearl for the day in combining forces with somebody like yourself. Again, in the serious sports world that you're also including, and you're talking about, again, the hands-on, the soft tissue. So much of sports medicine in the past was either give someone an injection, give them a pill, or let's look at surgery. And even all those years ago, I found that the areas of massage, nutrition, and exercise, I really gave credit to the chiropractic profession, because way back when you were paying attention to that, I thought general medicine wasn't as much.
Well, Doc, to your point earlier, like you talked about the importance of the correct orthotics. You know, you can kind of look at that same concept with the world of chiropractic today is you
Bingo.
Wouldn't put the same orthotic for everybody, right? There's no one-size-fits-all orthotic. And the same thing goes with the athlete and their form of care. You know, you wouldn't say, I'm going to treat this patient without touching them. You wouldn't say, I'm going to treat this patient without seeing them or seeing them move. So you need to have that individual hands-on approach, and you'll find that when you look at it as a whole and seeing what the goal is of all their sports or positions in sports, that there's unique changes that need to be made to be able to allow them to exceed. So with the soft tissue, when I look at it is I want to treat the first baseman differently than the catcher, and I want to treat the hockey goalie different than I want to do for a wing. Right. Everyone is going to have something different, and it's to have that specialized care to address each person's issue. And when you do that,
so
that's when you
get
proof.
Before we run out of time, tell me what the patch technique is.
So patch technique is a passive form of myofascial release. It's comprised of over 300 different hand contacts from the provider and patient positions, all trying to reduce pain and improve range of motion.
Two great goals, really, you know, when we're talking about that whole idea, again, of maintenance and the idea of keeping the joints supple, being able to keep the areas of the body well strengthened. And that's why I've always liked the combination that you were talking about, which is the physical therapy side of strengthening all the areas that you're identifying and paying attention to, and that really makes a big difference. Again, those are the two things everybody cares about, it seems, at whatever level, Dr. Mark. And number one is, can I prevent injury and stay out of trouble? And number two is, can I enhance performance? Can I be a step or two quicker, jump higher? Not for everybody, but that's one of the big areas in the world that you're in. Hey, Doc, can you put 2 miles, 3 miles an hour on my fastball? I mean, can you?
Right. Well, and then oftentimes those little performances, and I'm sure you see it, like the intricacies of an orthotic is either helpful or could be destructive. And the same thing works with pitching mechanics. Right arm slot or right arm angle, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. You change that by 2 to 3 degrees in either direction, now you have Tommy John surgery. So it's so important to look at all the specifics, to be very proactive on making sure you identify an issue before it becomes a bigger issue, and doing it to the individual. And I find that when you do all those things, you put them all together, and again, you do it in a multidisciplinary way, the odds are performance increases, injury goes down, and longevity improves.
So you, I'm sure, pay attention to screening. Again, you know, where you're taking a look, is this young girl, is she flexible? Is she pronated? Is she hyperextended, et cetera, et cetera? So do you pay a lot of attention to body screening?
I do. I think it's a great way to get a baseline. You know, beginning of every season, or if there is no off season, is getting the person before it's a problem and taking a look at all of the potential problems, you know, knowing the sport, knowing the injuries that are more prone in there, and to be able to take a look at that person before they have an ache, a tightness, or a pain, and seeing what's going on with them individually. I always get really frustrated when I hear patients come to me and I said, what did the doctor feel when they felt your shoulder? And they go, well, the doctor never touched me. And I said, well, how do they know that's where the problem is? So by getting hands-on and screening and getting that baseline, well, yeah, exactly. And you can't do that these days. You know that. And it's one of those things. We have the baseline, and now we know for future injuries what we're trying to get back to, because we don't know if someone is genetically more tight or someone more loose. Is someone more muscular? Is someone tend to scar more after an injury? Let's get that person when they're doing well before they have a problem and document it all, so that in any future issue, we know what we're going to go back and measure and truly get them back to their.
Great. Dr. Mark Legere. Give me the website quickly again, Mark, because we're about out of time.
Sure, it's Patch Technique. Yeah, it's patchtechnique.com. And in there we have a more in-depth description of what Patch Technique is, my hands-on approach, and more information on me personally, my background.
Great. Thanks so much, Mark. Hold on, please, for a second. Everybody, we will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has 2 Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor and the Sports Doctor's In segment. We preview a couple of upcoming shows, answer a couple of emails, bring you up to date on great Father's Day gift, the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with the world coming back. Hopefully with you sports and again up to date with our online program. We've got some great shows coming up. Ken Taylor played with the 85 Super Bowl Bears. He's now a speed coach, and we're excited about him joining us next week. James Roberts from England. The mindset athlete, James, is a Paralympic champion, wheelchair basketball, some other things. He's a tremendous inspiration. Following week, we've got two team members on our group in Hey Sports Parents of Sports Doctors In, Dr. Steve Horwitz. Dr. Steve is the creator of Team Safe, the full program. Whatever level on youth sports to stay out of trouble, prevent trouble, and be prepared. And then Natalie Graves, she is a sports social worker. She deals with athletes and their family and their concerns, and she'll be returning. We have some emails. Yep, Patty. My 13-year-old son will be returning to soccer, whether they're going to be traveling or not. We were just interested in your thoughts on these kids returning to sports. It's a good question, Patty. And just my thinking and recommendation is to let's not be too aggressive. You know, I talk a lot on the Sports Doctor about the terrible twos. Too aggressive is one of them. Doing things too soon, piling things on, too much. So with all of this off time, a lot of these kids haven't really been training and participating. So let's pay attention to going back gradually and safely, whatever the sport is. Gary asked, my 15-year-old daughter was running cross country. She's always had shin problems. She did as much running as she could during the forced break. What about shin splints? You know, Gary, shin splints is not a medical diagnosis. It could be tendonitis. It could be a stress fracture. It could be muscle abuse, overuse. So you want to get a diagnosis. You want to rule out stress fracture. You mentioned the persistence with this, and I have found that 90% of persistent shin problems, so-called splints, the discomfort on the inner side, sometimes outer side or front of the shin, is foot mechanics related. Pronated feet, tendency towards flat feet, strains those muscles and tendons which slow the foot down, help absorb shock. And we've had great success when we combine orthotics, custom foot inserts, with the physical therapy and the strengthening that hopefully you're doing and that you should be. That combination, what's the best shoe? Let's look seriously at custom orthotics in the shoe, and let's really get on a great program of strengthening along with intelligent rest, which is always very, very important. The tendency, because sometimes it could be vague, it hurts, it doesn't, getting back to activity too soon. Pay attention. Steve says, I am an adult hockey player, 43 years old. You're always talking about orthotics and skating. Would they help? Steve, yes. Again, a custom device is the gold program. You ought to take a look at that if you're playing, you know, even once a week if you're a serious player. And especially if you've had problems. You know, my knees have always bothered me. My ankles have always bothered me. That's 90% of why we use orthotics for recreational hockey. Something hurts. But by the way, make a very positive difference in your skating. If we see, you know, I don't have that many problems. I want to know if it's a step up. Maybe not a cuss. I've had great success with Superfeet. Superfeet were in skates 35 years ago, and they're almost always a step up. They are not custom. It's like saying, you know, you need custom glasses. You need prescription, but maybe you can get Walgreens readers. But you can sometimes use inserts. But if you've got a history of problems, see podiatry and pay attention to that foot mechanics side of things. You know, parents and sports dads, Father's Day is next weekend. The book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was still available on Amazon. My co-author is Sharky Zartman. She's a Hall of Fame volleyball player. She was a volleyball coach. She's a health and wellness instructor in college. She also, for years, has been a radio host with Healthy Life Radio. And the book, Hey Sports Parents, talks about all important aspects if your son or daughter's in sports. Key attention to preventing injuries. Key attention to the importance of coaching. The first section of the book, Sharky talks about all aspects. Again, she calls it Sports Parenting 101. By the way, it's got some great cartoons in the book. But she talks about Sports Parenting 101, all aspects of it. Second section, it's called The Sports Doctor's In. That's me. I'm talking about what about the best shoe? What about orthotics? What about strengthening the foot and ankle? I talk about what are we going to do about the area of concussions of youth football. Third section, one of my faves, it's Ask the Experts, eight different experts, nutrition, physical training, mental training, coaching, parenting, all included in that section. And then the last section is parents' perspectives. I have five different parents talking about their experiences, all aspects. All the experts, by the way, and parent participants have been on my radio show over the years. A lot of excitement again of my online new course launching this summer, Hey Sports Parents, The Sports Doctor's In. If you go to www.thesportsdoctor.online, you will then see what I'm talking about. It's a whole program of sports parents coaching. With myself as the quarterback, as I look at it, where a parent might have questions regarding history of injury or whatever aspect, what's the best shoe, what's the best exercise, what are the rest protocols, all areas of the tremendous world of youth sports, and we might have a discussion, and I might then refer to or reference my over 20 experts, you know, all listed on the website in different areas, again, that we might call on to be available to reference for that coach or sports parents. Whether your son or daughter is the best athlete in the country, whether they are dealing with all sorts of overuse problems in some way, shape, or form, whether there's too much pressure, whether you're looking for a game plan, a guideline, then this is a great vehicle, and we do have a free consult. I would be glad to discuss with you for that 15, 20 minutes what your goals are, what the areas are. TheSportsDoctor.online is how you could access that. So thanks, everybody. Another edition of The Sports Doctor. For those athletes starting to go back, good luck to everybody. Stay informed. See you next week. Thank you.